Here's a concern raised at one of the sessions yesterday to explain to public servants just how the Barbados Optional Savings Scheme will work.
I'm from the Barbados Drug Service, a pharmacist in the public sector, and I don't know if y'all know a lot about the Barbados Drug Service, but we have a lot of unappointed officers and a lot of acting officers. The Prime Minister would have spoken to part of the question in terms of speaking to the appointments and so on. But my question would really be, for example, this month we had issues where a lot of our staff, they would have received diminished salaries because the paperwork or whatever would not have been processed in PRC. And a lot of them would have reverted to the salaries that they would have. In a case like that, my question would be, if it is that, for example, I fall into the 12% category, but at my old salary I was at the 7% category, what for that particular month or the month after or whatever, what would be the bond purchased it for that particular time? Because if I'm usually getting 12% bonds and I fall back into my old category, then for that month of, let's say, June, for that month of June, am I going to receive a 7% bond, or will you still take the 12% bond, and then, you know, when I get the rest of my salary, would that be rectified, or what would be the case in that particular example?
Prime Minister Mia Motley said, yes, the adjustment could be made. But President of the National Union of Public Workers, Akani McDowell, made this observation.
Sometimes you may not know that you have been reverted. That is the problem. So there needs to be a communication.
Okay, I think that I'm learning that, and I know, Minister Bostic, you wanted to speak, so I'll speak after him.
Health Minister Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic.
I understand clearly what is at stake here, because from the time I assume office, within weeks, I had to say to the Prime Minister that she has given me a Hollywood ministry because there were so many people acting. And we've been engaging the Ministry of the Public Service, and I've been speaking to the Prime Minister. We've made some headway, starting with nurses first. I remember, for example, all at the psychiatric hospital were appointed. We've recently had some appointments within the environmental health section, and we are looking at others. But there are a number of issues, even the doctors, for example, with outstanding gratuities, some 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 years, and a lot of acting appointments. So it is something that we are not going to rest until we have resolved, because I personally would not like to be in the shoes of those persons who are being affected and impacted by this. And I give the assurance that we will continue to work with the Ministry of the Public Service and the Prime Minister, who heads that ministry, to make sure that we have these matters resolved as quickly as possible.
And Prime Minister Motley.
We have to relook the whole manner and all of the systems for how we function, how we appoint, how we notify. Because I really am tired of the impact that it is having on people and the morale in the public service. If I do nothing else in this job, it is to seek to make each and every one of you feel empowered that you are being employed by one of the best public services anywhere in the world. Because it is only when that happens, you and I both know, when do you feel passionate about something? Where you believe in it, where you like it, where people treating you good. Not true?
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.